The American Institute of Architects, AIA, Santa Barbara, they're coming up with their 15th annual architect tours. It's one word. They made it up. This year's tour will include a modern ranch-style home in Hope Ranch, a timeless masterpiece overlooking Santa Barbara, a contemporary residence on the Mesa, and a modern home that kept preservation and sustainability in mind. And in addition, you can visit the Community Environmental Council's hub, the first of its kind. This year, the tour is October 5th, 2024. It's always on a Saturday. It's a self-guided tour, runs between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. And you can just, pick up a bracelet or an app on your phone, and you can just go to these different places whenever you want to start and stop. And then at 4, from 4 to 6 p.m., there's the after party. And you can Google AIASB.com or just Google American Institute of Architects, Santa Barbara, or you can call them at 805-966-4198. So there's several homes that are on the tour, and two local architects who have homes featured are today's guests, Michael Holliday of DMHA Architecture and Interior Design, and Lauren Ballantyne of Sherry and Associates, Inc. Lauren is a licensed architect and a third-generation designer. She worked with Sherry and Associates full-time since 2013, but I learned when she was 11 years old, she was in the office interning. She also manages and contributes to the design of some of residential projects. Welcome to Radio Real Estate, Lauren Ballantyne.
Hello, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning. 11 years old. That must have been fun.
It really was.
And Michael Holliday is a principal with DMHA Architecture since 2012, but he's been a licensed architect since 1989. And in 2012, he achieved the prestigious honor of becoming a national AIA fellow, a distinction shared by only 2% of architects nationwide. Welcome to Radio Real Estate, Michael Holliday.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Great, great. Well, I've been going to this event for several years, and again, it's the AIA annual tour. And you can just Google American Institute of Architects, Santa Barbara. You'll find the tour. So we have, I don't know how you guys, who decides what houses come up, but throughout the year, why don't we start with Sherry and Associates. The principal of Sherry and Associates is Dawn Sherry.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And she was she had a prior commitment, so she asked you to come in her place. And she was behind, and your firm was behind this home called the Palisades Residence. And what's special about this? Why is it on the tour?
I think this year's tour really wanted to highlight the indoor-outdoor living of Santa Barbara, the quintessential Santa Barbara lifestyle. And this house is an excellent example of that. One of the main features is a 23-foot sliding glass door that goes from the dining room straight into a patio, a covered patio, and has a continuous roof material that covers both. So you really just, when they're open, you get a feel of the indoor-outdoor. We also have really open front porch, so you can almost see directly through the entire house when you first approach it on the mesa. There's also an expansive roof deck that has beautiful 270-degree views of Santa Barbara and the ocean especially. This house also was really inspired by Brent, the property owner's love of his boat life. He lived on a boat for a long time, didn't want to raise a family on a boat, but wanted something that just had the feel of the life of Santa Barbara living in the harbor. And so that was our inspiration for this house.
You know, in Palm Springs, they have these misters to keep you cool outdoor dining. Did he install like saltwater misters so you feel like you're on the ocean?
That would be a really nice feature. In fact, we should talk our next client into that.
And now I just thought about this. You got all these beautiful homes. why don't you talk them into selling them and I can list them and we can put them all on the market after the tour. What do you think about that?
It sounds like a great idea for you, but it's going to be a tough sell for this client. He specifically selected this property based on its location. When he first bought it, there was a 500 square foot, one bedroom house on it. And he said, I want this location to raise my family. I want to grow old here. And he wanted the design of this home to be something that could last forever, that when he gets older, can move into the ADU portion and still have his kids live in the main house, and just have a central place for their family to grow together. So he plans to be there for a long time.
Well, okay, I won't bank on that then. So Sherry and Associates is the name of the architectural firm, and Lauren Ballantyne is one of the architects in the firm, describing this house, Palisades residence that is on the architect's tour that is going to be October 5th, self-guided tour from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You just you drive around town, go to where you want to go, and then there's the after party, 4 to 6 p.m. And for tickets, just Google American Institute AIA Santa Barbara. And when you mentioned the 23-foot sliding door, I just love seeing that. Do you happen to remember, I know there's different ways to do it. Some, you know, fold back on themselves. Some disappear in the wall. I know there's some brand names. I can't remember any of them.
Yeah, there are a lot. We definitely went through a lot of different manufacturers. I think for this one, we ended up landing on Fleetwood. And don't quote me on that. And it's a slider. You know, it slides all the way open, parks on one side. There were a lot of different options we consider, one going completely into the wall, but we wanted to have the mud room is adjacent that room, and it would have eaten into the functional space a little bit. So,
but still, 23 feet, you probably don't remember what it costs, but that's, you know, is it a standard height?
It's taller than standard.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it goes floor to ceiling, which is really, you know, central feature of this house.
I walked into a window store, and they have a huge glass wall by Fleetwood, and it would just cost a fortune. The rooftop deck is something that's seeming, you know, it's becoming very popular. Get away with that. That's really cool. All right,
that was a hard one to get approved.
Oh, I bet. And interesting. It's a challenge, I'm sure, to make sure it's waterproof and sloped and walking, and it's wild. But okay, so that's the Palisades Restaurant residence. I'm going to keep saying that. Palisades Residence up on the Mesa, Sherry and Associates, and the architect representing today, Lauren Ballantyne. Again, October 5th, 2024, just Google AIA Santa Barbara, their website, AIASB.com. So, all right, very cool. Very cool. Now, also with me is Michael Holliday with DMHA Architecture plus Interior Design. Michael, it's interesting that you have the plus sign instead of and Interior Design. For some reason, I took note of that. It doesn't matter, does it? You just kind of pick that instead of and?
Actually, that's a pretty good observation there, because I think for most of us, there's really not a dividing line between the interior and the exterior. It's all design from landscape to the exterior of the building to the interior to even the artwork and the furniture and, you know, everything as Lauren was sort of describing. The interior and the exterior connection is really what this year's theme is all about for Santa Barbara. So I think that's why these homes are pretty exceptional. And so the plus is really what it's all about. The exterior and the interior sort of coming together.
Interesting. We were talking about Sherry and Associates home with a rooftop deck, and your title of your home is Modern Mountaintop Retreat, nestled in the foothills of Santa Barbara. Tell me about this.
We're really sort of honored to have a house on this year's tour. And it's pretty amazing residence. I think all of these homes on the tour this year are pretty exceptional from what I've been able to see. I haven't been able to go to see them yet. I hope to be able to. But our house is on a promontory point. It's sort of the very top house on the mountain, at the top of Tunnel Road. It's Spyglass Ridge, and so that's an amazing little neighborhood up there. And this was actually a fire rebuild project that a contractor who we've done a number of projects for, this was sort of his dream home, and wanted to do sort of a modern architectural masterpiece, if you will. And he was the owner, he's the builder, and he and his family still own it. It's made out of concrete, glass, and steel primarily, and
not going to burn again.
Up on top of the mountain, it was almost considered an unbuildable site by some, but we were able to solve some problems and actually make it a reality. So that's the project is just an open pavilion that sort of sits on top of the mountain and opens up to amazing, you know, almost 360 degree views, because you're looking up the mountain in some respects and out down to the south, you know, kind of Rincon area, and then you get amazing views out to UCSB and you know, to the sunsets in the sort of far west. So that's tells you a little bit about how the house is positioned and where it's located.
You know, my guest Michael Holiday with DMHA Architecture Plus Interior Design. You know, I love, you know, 1920s Spanish, but I love super contemporary modern design too. It's kind of a weird thing, and I've noticed a lot of clients feel the same way. I don't know if you guys have noticed that with your clients, but, and I will add that if you go on this tour, this is going to be one of the homes featured on the October 5th, 2024 guided tour from AIA Santa Barbara. It's actually an easy ride to drive straight up Tunnel Road and to get to Spyglass Ridge. You know, you're not winding around. And I remember years ago being up on Spyglass Ridge, meeting somebody, and he said that he actually wore hearing aids. And he said, you know, when I stand up here, he goes, I don't need to take my hearing aids out, which he sometimes does just for peace and quiet. And I just remember two of us standing up on Spyglass Ridge looking out. It's just phenomenal views.
Yeah, absolutely. It's probably some of the nicest views in Santa Barbara. And you're sort of nestled into the foothills, so you've still got the mountains behind you, and you've got the foothills down below, and then you've sort of got the expansive, you know, ocean views in the distance, and you can even see the Channel Islands, and it's just sort of an amazing little neighborhood up there. It's up, you know, if anybody that's hiked up Jesusita or Tunnel Trail there gets the same sort of view, but that's where the house is located.
I don't know if you heard me. I kind of talked over you, but when you mentioned it was made of concrete, glass, and steel, I said it's not going to burn this time.
Yeah, and that's really one of the owner's primary objectives. I mean, we did a lot of drought-tolerant landscaping, which is sort of high fire-resistant, but the house itself is not going to burn at all very easily. Obviously, things inside are combustible, but the exterior is all sort of mostly concrete, glass, and steel, and there's nothing there to burn, which is sort of a nice way to deal with the high fire reality of Santa Barbara when you're in these sort of remote locations, buffering right up against the, you know, kind of urban wildland.
Is it a flat roof?
No, it's a sloped roof. The kind of the way the leaves, they almost look like folded leaves. The roofs are sort of sloped in an obtuse type arrangement. So it almost looks like leaves sort of landed on top of the hillside to create kind of an interesting kind of geometric pattern. And then they kind of contrast all the horizontal lines of the large sliding glass doors. We used a Fleetwood system as well, and high efficiency glazing system. So it's kind of got a little bit of a lantern on top of the hilltop from a view perspective, but we have large overhangs that really protect those glazed surfaces, because that's really a, you know, big concern when you want to use, but you also don't want the solar heat gain.
Right, right. And interestingly enough, both of these builds feature a secondary dwelling unit, the first house, ADU, and this is a guest residence. And that's, you know, as Lauren said, you know, the owner is looking down the road and, you know, downsizing, and you end up moving into your ADU. And so that's the the wave of the future. So we've just heard from two architects that feature two of, I don't know if there's five or six homes on the tour. And when you go on this tour, it's very different than just walking into an open house, because there's a good chance either the architect will be there or the builder will be there. Someone's going to be there that you can actually talk to. And there's just very special properties. And despite the fact that I go on Caravan and have been looking at properties for 36 years, it just makes it a little extra special. The tour this year is October 5th, 2024, self-guided tour from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and then a architect tour party from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. For tickets, call 805-966-4198, or just go to AIASB.com, which is the American Institute of Architects. Just Google American Institute of Architects Santa Barbara, and you can find out that. We'll first go with Lauren. God, I keep wanting to call you Sherry. Sorry about that. we'll first go to Lauren to talk about any of the other homes. Then we'll go to Michael. He can talk about the environmental hub. So Lauren, any comments about any of the other two single residents?
These homes are all stunning. You know, Santa Barbara is really fortunate to have so many talented architects, and we have clients that I think really appreciate almost a less is more type of a concept, where we just remove the unnecessary elements that make the home not too cluttered, and just really, it's like an upscale casual, I guess, is a way to describe it. And I feel like all of these homes do that, where it's just easy living, but it's tasteful. And you can see that all of the homes here have really expansive glazing. People in Santa Barbara like to be outside, and when they're inside, they want to see our beautiful surroundings, whether that's the mountain or ocean views that we have so many of. And it looks like all of these are highlighted. So you can see kind of a theme with all of the homes, even though they all are outstanding and unique in their own ways. There's that simplicity and openness that all of them have. And I would love to see them all unfortunately be out of town. So I might need to arrange a separate tour. Michael, maybe you can arrange that so I can see the spyglass home.
Yeah. You know, and I'll tell you, when you go into homes like this, you'll get ideas for your own home, because you say, oh, I can do this and that. And then that's what I remember seeing. Thank you, Lauren. Michael, what is the environmental hub about?
Yeah, I've been to that project, and it's the Community Environmental Council has like a downtown environmental hub, which is primarily their office, but it's also sort of a community meeting space. And Joe Andrelitis and Ken Mixon were the architects for it. They're good friends of mine. And also, it's a really kind of nice downtown location there on State Street, worth seeing for sort of the green and sustainable aspects of the project, and the interior design is pretty exceptional as well. So it's definitely worth a visit. It sort of complements, I think, the other residential projects on the tour.
Yeah, it's good to compare. 10,000 square feet. That's a big hub. Kent Mixon was on the program a few years ago because he had something on the tour.
Right.
And then he was banned from the show. I don't remember why. No, I'm kidding. Tell Kent I said hello. He did a good interview.
All right.
Well, it's very exciting. Very exciting. I'm looking forward to it. AIASB.com, the American Institute of Architects. Google AIA Santa Barbara, their 15th annual tour. It's October 5th, 2024, and you just go to these homes anytime you want between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. You can start whenever you want, and then there's a party 4 to 6 p.m. thereafter. My guests have been Lauren Ballantyne from Sherry & Associates and Michael Holliday from DMHA, and I'm just going to quickly read the sponsors. And might have a question. Ashley Advance Engineering, TNS Structural. Thankfully, the second partner's name didn't begin with an A. Hayward, Trico Reprographics, R&R Trust, Architectural Foundation of Santa Barbara, Insulate Santa Barbara, Mission Audio and Video, Allen Construction, and the last one is called Bullthorpe. Bullthorpe? What is that company? What do they do?
Bullthorpe Kitchens. Yeah, they do amazing modern.
Oh. Yeah. Bullthorpe Kitchens. Great. Great. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining me and explaining the homes. Looking forward to seeing them and meeting you. Michael Holliday and Lauren Ballantyne, thank you so much for joining Radio Real Estate. And we'll look forward to October 5th.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, bye for now. Okay, again, just Google AIASB.com. Well, you don't Google that. You just write it in. AISB. AIA. Hey, I'm walking here. AIASB.com or just Google American Institute of Architects Santa Barbara. And the tour is October 5th, 2024. Okay, you're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break. And a story about a triplex built with an odd condition. And it might surprise you. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.